Podcast ini dibawa khas oleh syarikat Honey Bees. Kita mendapat maklum balas daripada kaum isteri bahawasanya mereka tidak suka kalau suami mereka bermadu dan berpoligami. Oleh itu, segala benda-benda yang ada kaitan dengan madu, mereka telah bankan suami dorang daripada makan madu. Dan nescayalah, jika anda tak suka makan madu, don't worry, kerana kita telah membela lebah-lebah ini untuk suami anda makanlah. Ah, you hear me right? You don't eat the honey because real men don't eat honey. Real men eat the bees. Untuk mendapatkan maklumat lanjut, anda boleh sila kunjungi ICU untuk menziarahi kaum-kaum janda yang telah kehilangan suami di sana. Hilang suami? Alah, kau suruh makan lebah, mampuslah laki kau, bodoh. And now, on to the show. Cara takziah ini dengan mengucapkan ribuan terima kasih kepada mereka-mereka yang telah memilih ke arah menjadi janda lah, kerana rasa macam boleh hidup sendiri kan. Bila dah tak ada lelaki baru kau tahulah rasa dia. Okey, apakah topik pada hari ini? Topik pada hari ini tak ada topik yang menarik sangatlah. Kalau kita nak baca berita, berita apa yang menarik sekarang? Semalam ada sebuah coretan daripada tiga orang janda yang telah kehilangan suami akibat sedawakan lebah tak dapat digest properly lebah tu. Laki suami mereka pun dah go lah. God created the man before the woman, so he wouldn't have to hear suggestion. That is what people say. And do you want to know the secret to get rich? I also want to tahu lah, because life is like Pilates. If it's easy, it's wrong. And you don't forget, polar bears love the cold. Bipolar sometimes do, sometimes don't. But it's very sad when you are rich, handsome and sexy, and then the alarm clock ring and it ends all. Itulah mimpi-mimpi yang belum pernah kita alami di dunia yang nyata. Because you shouldn't make the same mistake twice lah. Make it about 5 times only. Then you know it's a mistake. Kau lame jokes ya. Okay, last lah. Sebab kalau aku nak tengok the good side of life kan, kadang-kadang aku rasa life is a spear lah. Korang don't get it. Ni cuma joke-joke masalah. Kalau macam love is blind because it can't see me at all. Oh, makin corny pula aku ni joke. Okeylah, kan, lupakan saja. Hari ni ada berita utama lah. Daripada, mari kita baca berita daripada Excel Rose. Jam 3 pagi. Berita utama. When I look into your eyes, I can see a love restrained. But darling, when I hold you, Don't you know I feel the same? Cause nothing lasts forever, and we both know hearts can change. Itulah kata-kata terakhir XL Rose sebelum dia menjadi Rose. Sekian waktu berita. Okay, apa nak cakap okay, kita cakap pasal benda-benda yang tak ada kena-mena dengan hidup ataupun yang matilah. Okay, pernah terfikir tak korang kenapa manusia tu invent glue? Why did they invent glue? You want to know why? Because the reason why they invent glue, jadi korang semua adalah manusia-manusia yang tak boleh hidup tanpa glue. Pasal kalau tak ada glue, korang tak boleh melekat dengan aku punya podcast. Sudahlah, merepeklah. Okeylah, aku have a guest ya, by the name of Eunice. Eunice ni someone yang aku met lah during my time in China, who's happened to be a Singaporean. Nama dia Eunice sebelum dia memeluk agama Islam. Jadi kita selongkar kembali macam mana dia jadi Islam. Welcome to our show, Eunice, and probably you can tell us a bit about how you embrace Islam.
Of conversion, I didn't really have much support. It was just him, so he bore the brunt of whatever I was going through.
Oh, okay. Your husband lah. You mean your husband bought you sejadah or what is it?
Yeah.
Were you disappointed?
Yeah, actually I struggled a lot about it for a while. Like, like I would really try, like really try to find this community. Like when we went for classes, we would like, oh, you know, purposely go and talk to people and like try to form bonds. But then
That's good.
Just didn't manage to find that community. So it was very lonely. Yeah.
Alamak, kesiannya. So, what do you do during Ramadan?
Assalamualaikum.
We let's are find out.
I got to know Eunice through Convert Central. So it is a very homey, beautiful community of convert and born Muslims where everybody is welcome and you can come and just, you know, talk about God and you can bond over how beautiful the religion is, and it's like-minded Muslim community that is like no other.
Most love, I think Eunice and Abbas, I think.
Abbas is the husband.
And they've always been so welcoming in their house. They are people that when I think of good Muslims, like, they pop into my mind first.
They are like my second family. Yeah, like we share a lot of times together, good times, sad times, fun times. Yeah. Like, I really love them because they remind me of God. Yeah, like in every gathering, like without fail, we would talk about God because of our common intentions and experiences. We are able to help each other to grow in ways that we didn't realize. I was looking for our community. I was looking so hard, right, and I couldn't find it. And then when I wasn't looking for a community, that this community came, and the people and the experiences that we have, it just felt so, it's like I have a second family. Like the whole thing up to now, I'm still very amazed by how this group of people came into my life.
Okay, sikit luahan daripada Eunice dan Abbas lah. Korang boleh find that interview in Mothership punya YouTube dekat Finding My Community as a Chinese Muslim. This is us, tajuk dia. Okay, why I bring this topic? Pasal dekat Beijing, actually ramai Muslim lah. Korang tak tahu je eh. Kat sana ramai Muslim sampai I don't find that Muslim is not the majority tau dalam that country. Aku rasa macam we are accepted. It's so diverse tau kat China tau. Kita kat sini, kat Singapore ni, we find that alamak, kenapa eh negeri China macam gini, macam gini, macam gini. We always portray them as very negative lah. But it's not the case lah. When you travel there, you will know how their hospitality is. It's really good lah. I cannot stress this enough lah. Because dorang memang good bunch of people. I'm not just saying about the Muslim community kat sana. I'm overall orang-orang dekat China memang best lah. Memang best lah. Mungkin kita segelintir orang-orang China kat sini yang kita rasa macam cannot abide by the rules kan. You'll be surprised lah. Mungkin kita ni tak sangat peka dengan welcoming them as much as they welcome us when we are in China. So right now, kalau macam, it's a mind opener for me. Kalau kau come across somebody yang don't speak English, a PRC working here, please don't give them a hard time just saying that, hey, you should speak English, you are in our country. Kau boleh embrace the moment by picking up their language. Because I tell you, this is what is happening in China. They can even speak Malay tau. Jadi it's not wrong. If you don't think you can speak in Mandarin, maybe kau cakap Melayu lah. Tak salah. Diorang lagi suka, aku rasa. Pasal diorang pun nak belajar. Diorang nak belajar cara kita berbual, cara kita cakap. And to be honest, bila aku kat sana, aku cakap Cina pun merangkak-merangkak. Tapi diorang, pada diorang, bagus aku cakap. And vice versa, bila I find them speaking in Malay, diorang tak ada telo macam pilat-pilat macam kita selalu biasa dengar lah. Kalau bangsa lain cakap Melayu kan, diorangnya telo is serupa macam kita cakap Melayu. So, you know, it work both way lah. Kalau kita nak orang embrace kitanya culture, kita pun nak kena juga fahami cara hidup mereka, apa yang mereka find troubling, apa yang mereka rasa macam tidak sesuai lah in their culture yang diorang nak kena masih lagi adapting to our society. We have to welcome them. So ni part kadang-kadang aku terpaksa salute kita punya government kerana macam welcome PRC overs to kita punya negeri. Kadang-kadang memang diorang tak boleh cakap orang putih, but they are trying their very best. They go for courses or this. You won't have problem of people from India datang kat sini berbual Tamil, tak nak berbual orang putih. Macam mana pun diorang tak akan berbual Tamil dengan kau. But you will feel safe if you are in China. Aku macam nak return balik tu tempat. Sampai aku buat 2 episode hari pasal China, Beijing. That is how great the impact is pasal China lah, China and Muslim. Okay, good night.